Hey everyone, welcome to the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. My name is Joshua Roberts, and I will be your guide, your host, and your friend. The purpose of this podcast is to help you have a spiritual transformation in nature. We will journey together through outings, meditations, and many other topics relating to the outdoors and spiritual transformation to enlightenment. Welcome to the podcast. Hello and welcome. Grateful to have you here today. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing and what my purpose is. The purpose of this podcast is to complete spiritual transformation in nature. I feel that this is my calling to help people achieve this and inspire people to get more connected to source energy, get more connected to God, whatever that looks like for you. And I feel that one of the easiest ways to do that is to, get outside and do something athletic, do something fun. When you get away from all the electronics and all the concrete and, all the steel, it's just a lot easier for Mother Earth's natural energy to flow and sync up with that energy flow, and really discover who you truly are deep inside your heart and what your purpose might be. And so let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been on a spiritual journey since I was about 16 years old. I kind of took off from home and ran away, was just trying to get out in the world and figure out who the heck I was and what I was going to do with myself. I had no clue. I had a pretty rough childhood history, and moved around a lot. Came from a broken home, And so when I was about 16, 17 years old, I just kind of flew the coop, and I went running around and did my own thing and got in a lot of trouble trying to find out who I was. Started to get involved in some deep spirituality, though. Even though I was being a dumb kid and messing around, I really started to connect up with a power that was bigger than myself. And that power bigger than myself started to teach me a little bit. I started to learn what it was like to be a good person. I started to learn about karma. I started to learn about having integrity and how to take care of other people. I started to learn how valuable the, service was, when you can help a fellow brother or sister out when they're in need. I learned, quickly that, if you want good things to happen to you, you need to do good things to other people. And I learned that lesson the hard way. So, little by little, being on the streets and being out and about, I spent some time in California. I spent time in Colorado. I spent time in Utah and Oregon and Idaho. And really just trying to figure it out. About the time I turned 18 or 19, I bumped into a Native American shamanistic healer. And she kind of took me under her wing. And I went to the mountains with her a lot, and I started connecting to a deeper source of purpose, and that I had some gifts and talents that needed to be shared and needed to be experienced. And so she started teaching me some things, and I started doing some heavy spiritual work, and it was really crazy. It was exciting, and some of it was scary. And we did a lot of interesting things. We helped some people with addiction. We helped some people with, negative energy and evil spirit associations, different things like that. But I learned a lot about herbs and mostly about myself and what I was capable of. And really that there was this massive force of love throughout the universe that could do amazing things for people. And that's kind of where it all started. I started getting clued into this source of energy or power, or the universe was based on a positive experience, a positive energy, and I've kind of just been building on that ever since. And I just began to discover who I was, and not that I've always been on this spiritualistic path. There's plenty of times when I was off in left field doing this or that or getting in trouble. I did have a problem with drugs and alcohol for a lot of years, and that I think, affected my spirituality in a lot of ways. In some ways, it brought me closer to my spirituality and my spiritual experience. You know, so it just depended. There was lessons to be learned there and things for me to do. And everything has a purpose, as most of us know. You know, even the challenges that we get are, there's a learning experience to be had there. So little by little, I started working my way into, you know, getting my head on straight. And I started to uncover the fact that I had a lot of positivity, and I really cared a lot about people and people's well-being, and how could I help, and how could I be of service, and how could I teach. And so I started learning a lot of things about nutrition and fitness, and I started learning a lot of things about spirituality. You know, I've spent a lot of times with crystals and minerals, learning the things there, the connections and the properties that they have. I spent a lot of time learning about herbs and diet and the things that are good for you and how they can help. And I was a vegetarian for 7 years, tried that out for a while to see what the health benefits would be there. And then I've, you know, eaten meat for a while too, and done that as well, and try to just find out what works best for me. And I've experienced so many different situations and so many different things and been through so much in my life that I really can connect and relate to a lot of different people. And so I feel like that I've been survived from my craziness so that I can be an asset to those that are struggling with the same challenges or trying to learn the same things that I've done and been through. And really, I just want to help people really find out who they are, where they came from, what their purpose is, and how to really enjoy the life that they've been given by witnessing these gifts and these blessings that they have, and using them in a positive way to help other people. I think our best investment, you know, in life is to find out who we are, invest in ourselves, and then turn around and help as many people as we can. And so really that's my message that I want to share, is just I spend so much time outside anymore in the outdoors and hiking and camping and doing miscellaneous outdoor sports and, you know, sitting around a campfire, you know, just so I can connect, and I feel like that's the best place to start. You know, I mean, you can start at home, you can meditate, you know, and, you know, there's natural things that you can do to help you connect, you know, stones and herbs and different things like that. And there's also, prayer, song, you know, a lot of ways you can connect to your spiritual self through special music, you know, different types of music that you enjoy. But really, I just want to be a guide. I want this podcast to be a resource to find out what that connection is for you. And we'll talk about a lot of different types of things and a lot of different ways to do that. But we want to get you connected. We want to get you connected to whatever higher power you believe in, and start to uncover your purpose and your heart, and get you on a path to love other people and serve them, and not be judgmental, and not dwell on some of these negative emotions, you know, jealousy and fear and envy and different things like that, but to really live a good life and help as many people as you can. I can't stress it enough how much service is a huge part of this, is to get uncover who you are and then get outside yourself and share that gift with others. But you know, I'm just really grateful to have this opportunity to share my message, and to be, you know, on this earth at this time and have the experiences that I have. I'll share many more experiences to come. I've got 1.5 million stories, but I'm going to be writing a book pretty soon. I'm going to try to squeeze it all into a couple of books, probably an autobiography, and then another book about my, you know, from when I was homeless and how I got to where I am today. But you know, we really just appreciate you for taking the time out to listen. You know, if you think this podcast is going to be of value to you, and you think it may value somebody else, feel free to share it. And, you know, let's spread the message. Let's spread the message of love and of non-judgmental living, you know, non-prejudice. You know, we're all here on this planet together, and we all have the same hearts beating, you know, from the same force. And the more that we come together and help each other out, the better this world is going to get, regardless of, you know, politicians or war or government or anything like that. You know, just we can start changing the world one heart at a time. So for that, I leave you. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Namaste.